Improvise.
Musical.
Comedy.
What are the words?
Making up as you go along.
Do you know what you're talking about?
Rhyming.
Choruses.
Verses.
Bridges.
It's words. It's music.
Sing it. It's musical sometimes. Hello.
Hello! I'm Heather Eckhart.
I am Joe Samuel.
And welcome to today's Musical Improv Comedy Podcast.
And what are we talking about this week, Heather?
We are talking about
World Music! Let's just run through what we think we're covering in World Music.
Okay, so what we think we're covering today, you know, we're going to look at some folk, beardy folk music.
Beardy folk music, which we know, you know something about.
A little bit.
I know nothing
we
about.
We need Rebecca McMillan for this. You know, the idea of like an Irish drinking song.
Yeah.
Then we're going to go over to Europe.
Okay, good.
And just look at, you know, some of our kind of blanket
European style.
European styles. Now my actual knowledge drops
well,
off.
Well, either we need to go into Asia or down to Africa.
Let's go down to Africa.
Let's
after
go down
that.
To Africa.
And then after we've been to Africa, we'll pop up again to India. And then we're going to go right around the globe. And we're going to look at South American Latin music and
Brilliant.
Reggae.
Love it.
Let's start on home territory, shall
okay,
we?
Okay, good. Folk music.
Okay, folk music. So I suppose, again, we're talking about how you'd use this knowledge about genres in your improvised songs.
Yeah.
Are you going to sing beautifully in a folk style, or are you going to take the kind of stereotypes of folk music and use them in more short form songs?
And what are the stereotypes of folk music?
Well, when I go to a folk club, there's a real culture, isn't there, about these songs being passed down.
Yeah, and it's an oral tradition.
Yeah, and so a lot of folk is about the different versions of songs that are going around and people's interpretations of them.
Yeah.
But, go on.
Well, I was just going to say that a lot of these songs were the sort of newspapers of their time, weren't they?
Yeah. However, one of the things with folk is that there's a real tendency to have these choruses, these really strong choruses that it's like storytelling, and it's always something people can join in on.
So why and when would you use a folk style in improvised song? I mean, you've already said that it tells a narrative, so it'd be very good for something that is kind of third person. You're almost talking about an event that's happened.
So yes, yeah, so that kind of repetitive storytelling, oral tradition, and I think, yeah, in terms of the type of instrument sounds you could use, yes, is that kind of, it's folk fiddle, acoustic guitar, baron, you know, it's similar to country music, things like mandolin. And
yeah, it's hard to sum it up with a piano sound. Yeah, I guess what you're talking about is the drone.
Yeah.
And the drone just sits underneath it.
Now I'm going to sing a song about a lady with fair hair. She took a horse, she rode it around, she rode it everywhere. Her name was Clary. She looked like a fairy, and she rode her horse around.
That perfect.
That's how you do folk.
That's it.
And again, about the content, I mean, you know, to me, I think folk, I think of maidens. I suppose it's that whole medieval feel.
Yeah.
I mean, massively, massively stereotyping.
But that's what you want, isn't it?
That is what you need to do for a comedy show.
So historical narrative in some way, but on a personal level.
Well, let's jump over to Ireland, shall we?
Let's jump over to Ireland.
So, yeah, so I would associate Irish music with that whole kind of folk tradition. There is obviously in improv, there is the Irish drinking song.
Yes. When I think of Irish music, I think of jigs and reels. Begins to bring up this issue that we need to address at some point, which is accents.
Yes. Well, Jason Blackwater had something interesting to say about
that. Yeah, we got Jason in. Had a little chat. Right, hello, I have Jason from the Main Agency, Jason Blackwater.
Hello.
How are you?
Not too bad, how are you?
Yes, not too bad, thank you. I thought I might ask you a few questions about improvising music.
That makes sense.
Yeah, you're one of our strongest vocal members in the Main
Agency.
So, we're talking about world music
okay.
in our podcast this week, which is, it kind of covers some aspects of jazz, so world jazz like calypso or samba or salsa or all those Latin American beats, but also reggae, country. So, I mean, these come up sometimes in shows and stuff like that. Is there any particular Vocal style. I mean, last week we talked about how to use the voice when we're singing jazz, for example. Mm. We use blues notes, we slide up to a few notes and stuff like that. Say we're doing a reggae tune.
Well, the thing that seems to combine all of those the mentioned song styles is sort of accent, really, and country or location of origin.
Mm-hmm.
And so with reggae, you do your darndest to have a Western Caribbean accent.
And how do you do that without being racist?
How do you do that without being racist? Carefully. that brings up all kinds of things about humour in general. As long as you're not taking the piss out of Caribbeans,
and
you're taking the mickey out of reggae.
Okay.
Then I think you're pretty much safe.
It is a fine line, isn't it, when it comes to world music?
Yes, I suppose so. I mean, it's I guess if you're the character you're playing is a Brummie. As long as it's like, I'm stupid because my character is stupid, not because I'm from Birmingham.
Yes, that's it. So it's fine to play, to say, sing a reggae song in a West Caribbean accent, but not to act like a stoned Rasta at the same time.
Yeah, like, I'm stoned because I'm Caribbean, not because I'm in a reggae song.
Yeah. So I guess there's a bit of learning the styles, listening to songs.
Yeah, I think as much cultural reference as you've got, the better. I mean, I've got a big musical theatre background, so I'm confident in those styles. Whereas I don't know a great deal of Latin American music.
No,
but I get to play with my idea of it.
Yeah,
on stage.
And I guess that's what matters, because 90% of the audience will have about the same knowledge level as you. So if you do something that sounds right, looks right, has the right accent, is confident, committed, rhymes, makes sense and is funny.
And then you get that connection with the audience where they can put themselves in your shoes and go, do you know, he knows as little as I do.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
That's true. It's that moment where you admit on stage facially that actually either your accent has gone and now you're singing Welsh.
or you've expended all of your tango references.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the end of it. But then, that's the warmth of improv, isn't it?
Mm.
That's what we love. Well, Jason Blackwater, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you for having me.
Pleasure.
Let's go over to France now.
Okay, so if France comes up, I just bring up my French accordion.
I'm a huge fan of Edith Piaf. Le ciel de Paris jusqu'au soir vont chanter. She's amazing, and Charles Trenet. Boom, il chante loving bloom.
Au rythme de ce boom. And also the French songs have a sense of humour.
Yeah.
So a lot of quirky French songs end up on adverts and things like that, don't they? Because they're kind of fun.
Je ne veux pas travailler, je ne veux pas déjeuner, je veux seulement oublier, et puis je fume. That means I don't want to work, I don't want to have lunch, I just want to forget, and then I smoke.
And then I smoke. Mm.
That is the ultimate.
That's perfect.
Ultimate French song.
Set up, twist.
So I guess, again, accent.
Yes.
And attitude.
Yeah.
Someone gives you the brilliant opportunity of singing a French song. Mm. It's time to light up your imaginary cigarette.
Yeah.
And lean against your imaginary lamppost and just have some.
Shrug your shoulders.
Yeah.
And go, pfft.
Yeah. Pfft, I don't know if I can be bothered to sing a song, but if you insist. Germany. Bavarian music.
Now I've got
the umpa umpa. So again, someone says you're sitting on a normal piano and someone says Germany to you. What do you do?
Okay.
And I suppose even though I can't do a German accent, I've just started to sing in that voice. I suppose it's an attitude and style, isn't it? But that is an umpapa umpapa.
Yeah, it is. So it's kind of heavy, big chordy.
Umpapa, umpapa, that's how it goes. So yeah, there's that kind of weird crossover with Cockney.
Yeah. So let's head east.
Let's head east.
To Eastern Europe.
Eastern Europe. Okay, brilliant. Well, again, loads of interesting musical styles, gypsy music, klezmer, you know, traditional Jewish music. I mean, again, God, I'd love to listen to it, but so much of it to me is about the instrument.
Well, and also, I think, with, you know, these things are going to come up so rarely in improvised shows. You just have to have a kind... You have to have a stereotype for all these things. So, it's hard, isn't it? I mean, why would you ever sing a... I mean, unless someone pimps you to do a Hungarian folk song.
Well, they might well do that.
Yeah. So you could either do it in Hungarian, I suppose. Or just in a vague Eastern European accent.
This is why I think being an improviser is so cool. Because basically, I think it makes you look at the world in a different way. And that's why I think it's really cool with music, musical improv. Like, the first thing I'm going to do probably after we've done this today is I'm going to go home and I'm going to like start listening to klezmer and things and the differences between those things.
Yeah.
Because if you like can research a little bit into different styles of music, you can feel more confident yourself to have that knowledge and that kind of like, okay, cool, I can sing, I can do an approximation of Hungarian folk music.
That'd be amazing.
I mean, the thing is, you know, the audience isn't going to know. That's the cool thing, unless there happens to be one Hungarian folk enthusiast in that night.
Yeah, and they're not expecting you to know. You don't have to know.
No, absolutely not. But I'd never, ever forget the time when Jason Del Plank did a 10-minute klezmer version of Bohemian Rhapsody.
No, that was priceless.
So, yes, so go out and listen to Eastern European music.
Yeah.
Tarif de Hadouk's brilliant. Go over to talk briefly about African music.
Ah.
I mean, I'm ashamed to say that when I think about African music, the first thing I think about is like Ladysmith, Black Mambazo, right, and stuff like that. So that kind of like choral.
There's a South African sound, which I often play.
See, that to me is like Afrobeat.
Yeah,
which is having a huge revival because there's a band called Vampire Weekend.
Yes.
Which is my favourite band. Okay, so we've talked a little bit about African music. So again, that kind of sunny, stereotypical. I mean, I'm not sure what my tone of voice would be, actually, if I was...
For?
If I was singing an African...
Tone of voice?
Well, you know what? I think it's that kind of... It's almost like a gospel-y sound, you know, like... So, yeah, there you go. A little bit about African music.
Very good.
Let's scoot on round.
Okay, I think it's about time we... are we stopping off in Australia, or we just...
Well, you stop off there and tell me anything about Australian music.
Well, the didgeridoo.
Oh, bloody hell.
which I can't... possibly recreate with this.
Well, that's the problem. If someone gave me Australia, yeah. How do you do that?
That's good, isn't it?
I can't do it.
There you go.
It's amazing. Do that again. That sounds like a didgeridoo, doesn't it? So we know now in a show that if we did we do, you get on that microphone.
I'll just get the mic and I'll just do that.
What's that button that says Hawaiian?
That button that says Hawaiian is this.
Oh, that is so nice.
That's almost like Hawaiian country music, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Let's go over to South America.
Yeah.
Across the Pacific.
So, massively dramatic sounds coming out of Latin music.
Much more beat orientated.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we hear some?
Yeah. Oh, the old bossa nova.
It's a bit cheesy.
Massively cheesy. But it gets a laugh. Tell you what, the bossa nova gets a laugh.
It's the beguine.
And now if you want to sing a song, you can sing it all.
The rumba. Very similar. Bolero. Cha-cha.
Oh, great. It's a
good
upbeat one, isn't it?
Yeah. Samba?
Yeah.
Cool.
Party
time.
I love samba. I do love samba.
Arriba!
Ay, ay, ay!
Salsa. Tango. Skip tango.
Brilliant.
And a whole load more.
So, I mean, Latin music. I mean, to be honest, a lot of what we're talking about today is kind of in improvised shows when you get pimped into singing a song.
Yeah.
Like someone in the audience goes, oh, I know what I'll do. I'll shout out Bollywood and I'll really mess them
up. Exactly. It's good to have something in the bag.
But actually, I know that completely off our own bat, we have done sort of quite dramatic tango numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, in Chicago, the musical, for example. Yes. Again, we'll talk about musicals another time, but they have a tango in that, don't they?
He had it coming. Only had himself to blame.
You know, there's something very dramatic about the kind of dum.
Yeah,
dum 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 dum. But I think movement is huge in Latin music. Mm. I mean, if you're not moving your hips when you're singing an improvised Latin song, then something's gone seriously.
You've got to imagine you've got some big layered skirt on that's kind of flapping
around. Flipping it around, all of that stuff. Mm. I mean, West Side Story's got some great...
Yeah, that's true. That's got a mambo in it.
But the way that they sing that song is very kind of...
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Okay, so moving north, we get to the USA.
Yeah.
And... we talked a bit about country last week, so if you didn't hear that, go and check it out.
Go and check it out.
Our previous podcast. We talked about the country and we did a bit of that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But we've also written down reggae.
We get that as a suggestion a lot.
Yeah. So what to do? Yeah, reggae is one of those styles everybody knows, even if it's just Bob Marley that they know.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a familiar stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one to have in the bag. So, how would you sing in a reggae style?
Well, we were talking about this, weren't we? Like, even though it's a horrendous example, UB40 is the only sort of... Well, I was trying to think about it. Music that is, like, got a reggae feel, but it isn't using a kind of cod Jamaican accent, you know, because you can totally do that. I mean, I do it all the time, you know. We're going to sing a little song today. Is going to make everyone feel okay. You know, it's like, it's just, you just, a lot of, I think, you know, if you're doing reggae well, is what you're singing about.
Yeah.
It's kind of your outlook on life.
Yeah, it's sunny, happy.
Yeah.
It's hardly a blues, is it?
It's the opposite, it is. It's like the polar opposite to a blues, isn't it? But we were talking about, weren't we, in the car, like UB40, it's like that clipped kind of, there's not a lot of warbling that goes on.
No, that's true.
Almost like rhythmic talking a lot of the time.
Yeah,
I mean, Bob does a lot of singing, but
What's the most common musical world music style that we have to do in improvised shows, discounting things like the blues? Is it reggae, do you think?
Reggae, Latin, and, you know, quite often we will end up having to sing some sort of French song. But you know what's interesting? I mean, I could talk about this forever, but we've just recently finished our musical course. And throughout the process of that course, we're trying to not only teach people styles in which to sing, but helping people find new ways of singing.
Yeah.
And I do think that if you can sort of mix that up in your mind and think, okay, well, I'm not going to use a French accent, but I'm going to sing the way a French singer sings. Yeah. You know, or I'm going to sing in a clipped way like a reggae singer sings, but to a completely different style of music. I think there's something about using the style of vocals on different types of music that can just help you find new ways to sing.
Yeah, new parts of your voice that that you can use, that comes across. So if you've got a character that you go and take into a song, you can use that character's voice in the song. We've had an idea, which I've kind of signed up for, of doing this podcast live.
Live on the radio.
Live on the internet radio. So
keep your ears and eyes peeled. I'm going to put up details on the podcast page of our website, which is
www.musicalimprovcomedy.co.uk.
As to when the time is going to be, I suspect it'll be in the evening, so that people are going to be in and can listen. And all you'll have to do is to log on to a particular website, and then you'll hear this live. And hopefully we can even get some of you phoning us.
What we're hoping to do is, if you've got any questions about any of the stuff we've been talking about, obviously we'll be doing a couple more of these podcasts about genres first. Yeah. So once we've done all of that, we've done a verse, choruses, bridges, different genres, maybe some more.
Yeah.
We'd love it if you'd phone us up and actually ask us questions live. Maybe we could sing some songs for you live.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in doing that, let us know, because we can book you in a sort of phone time and you can be live on our podcast.
Live on podcast. And if you want to email us, the email address is
openyourmouthandsing@gmail.com.
We would love to hear your comments and your feedback, any songs about themselves, any more knowledgeable comments about world music would be very gratefully received.
Please, more knowledgeable than us. We're quite ashamed of today.
I think we can forgive ourselves, because we need to know a little bit about all of it.
But thank you so much for listening.
Thank you very much
indeed. We look forward to seeing with you soon.
Hooray!
Bye!
He laughs upon point duty. He laughs upon his
beat. Should we sing something?
Yeah, what should we sing? It has to be something to do with world style.
Should we sing a world style mashup?
I tell you, we are tuned in, sister.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go to the world bit, and we're gonna press all the buttons, and we're just gonna sing.
Okay, you're gonna sing with me.
Yeah, we're starting with the Hawaiian shuffle.
What subject shall this be about?
I think it should be about
travel.
Each of those things as they come up.
Oh God.
So we'll sing about Ireland for the Irish jig, and we'll sing about Hawaii, and reggae, and so on.
I'm actually scared.
Good.
So I go to Hawaii and I lay on the beach with my flower garland. There's so much to reach. I drink a pina colada. I go to the larder. I pull out.
Having a spasm.
How do I do a Scottish reel?
Can you do a Scottish accent?
Doesn't sound like, no, I can't. I'll do a worldy one.
Okay.
Oh yeah, yeah, la 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 la. La 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 la. Oh yeah.
sing.
That's better.
How's my Mexican accent go?
Arriba.
Arriba. Here I'm going to sing the mariachi accent.
Conchita.
Conchita.